Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Hour number three, if you can believe it. We are rolling on. Columbia High School bringing us back from break here at the 8 o'clock hour. Gets underway. Coach Chris Parker, Garrett Chapman here in the Kia Studios. One quick reminder for Metco Sports, or for Metco Scoreboards, it's a proud sponsor here of the High School Scoreboard Show. They can help you find a scoreboard for your school. A Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. FormetcoScoreboards.com. Coach, have you ever seen a bigger logo at midfield than what Hillgrove has right here?
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
it spans 20 yards.
It's a big logo. It's a big H.
That's a big H. And in case anybody had any idea or any, I don't know, question about where this game was being played, it is at Hillgrove High School because there is a massive H in the middle of the field.
It's a big logo. And let me tell you, you know, I'm also a client of the Formetco scoreboards.
Oh, yeah?
I was the athletic director. Now I'm assistant superintendent, but we still have the scoreboard we bought when I was there. I bought some turf fields. Let me tell you a little secret, Garrett.
What you got?
Those logos, it costs on how big they are. You know, the logo is a different color. They have to cut it out differently. So
okay. They'll
make that thing as big as you want to make it.
That's about as big as you can get.
It just costs a little bit more. Yeah. So, you know, the Dragons, we got a 45-45 logo. You know what I'm saying? We didn't quite have that Hillgrove money.
Oh, man. No, this is a 35-yard line to a 35-yard line. It's one of the bigger logos I've seen at midfield because we've got Hillgrove right here in front of us, and then we're looking over to our left, and it's Langston Hughes. That's another one of those 45-45, you know? And like that's a reasonably sized
logo. That's the only time you're going to compare the Dragons to Langston Hughes, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Langston Hughes, one of the best teams in the state. Hey.
Yeah, sometimes you'd say you're compensating for something, but I don't know about that for high school.
I don't know. This might not be the show for that, Garrett. But North Paulding is beating Wheeler 13-2, in case anybody was wondering. Wheeler got a two-run single, 13-2 for North Paulding early, and that's a big game because it keeps North Paulding in the region championship race with Marietta if they can keep winning. And East Paulding's up 7-3 on Kennesaw Mountain early. North Cobb up early 14-0 on Cherokee. And Walton up 7-0 on Etowah.
Yeah, and how about Coffee in Houston County 14-14 there. I mean, and one other update here on McEachern. They are up 7-0 on Hillgrove.
It's early.
Still very early. We are just getting into maybe the end of that first quarter. I won't tell him yet.
Yeah, don't let him know.
But Northgate and Langston Hughes, they did just kick off. They are just underway there in the first quarter.
What's up with the safeties tonight? Jonesboro's up 2-0 on Griffin.
Yeah, Mill Creek looks like they just got a safety as well.
What's with the safeties?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Keep the ball out of the end zone, fellas.
Yeah. Buford is up 15-0 over Central Gwinnett. Meadow Creek, they are down to North Gwinnett 21-0. Norcross Berkmar, how about that one? 21-0 in that one as well. Lots of winless teams kind of not looking very good here to start the day. Parkview and Duluth, though, that's a game to keep an eye on. 7-6. That's going to be an interesting one there. Brookwood and Peachtree Ridge, 14-7. Brookwood is on top. That's going to be a pretty even game there. in Gwinnett County. But let's head up to Whitfield Academy, where Damian Day-Day Lewis has another update for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker. And, of course, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis here, guys, at Whitfield Academy. Yep, with another update. Just like that, because as we expected, this one looks like it's going to be a good one. Of course, after Whitfield opened up the game, scoring on the opening drive, ensuing possession, Landmark goes right back down the field, and it's Skylar Hamilton taking it into the end zone himself on a quarterback keeper. And with the extra point, we're all knotted up. 7-7, 6:24 to go here in the opening quarter. We'll keep you updated on this one. Looks like it's going to be a fun one for the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker, and I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
And thank you so much, Day-Day. We got a lot of – that's going to be a good football game out there.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'm excited to check in with that one all night. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Hillgrove moving the ball down the field here, Garrett. It's looking like we're inside the five here. And I say we because, you know, I did pick them. I love some guys that coach and play at McEachern, and I love them at Hillgrove. But since I picked Hillgrove, I'm going to have to, for the next 3 hours, refer to them as we.
Them. You got
to
roll with them.
You know, like those people I make fun of in the checklist every week, we're like, you know, they not doing anything but saying we. Yeah, I'm one of those guys today.
Speaking of that checklist, we're going to get to that here in just a moment. But no, this can be a great game. I mean, look, Hillgrove is in a spot now that they have not allowed any points basically this season. Is it 13 points, I think, is the total number that they've had?
McEachern did go down and score in the first quarter. It's the end of the first quarter, 7-0. So only the 14th to 20th point given up all year by the Hillgrove defense. But early, McEachern up 7-0. That's a game we'll watch all night.
Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Reginald's going to join us here, kind of give us an update here. Reginald, what you got, man?
Yes, we have a 5A matchup going down here in North Dakota Stadium between Decatur Bulldogs and the Lakeside Vikings. Decatur Bulldogs is leading 21-0 after the first half. Bulldogs running back Shadur Salahuddin is leading the charge for Decatur offense. He's already rushed for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns within the first half. Decatur QB has also tacked on 19-yard QB to receiver Cameron Frazier. And Lakeside is still trying to find their offense. So we'll see what they can do in the second half. They also lost their starting QB, a lengthy to an apparent shoulder injury. So we'll see what they can do to try to get some points on the board in the second half.
Awesome. Reginald, thank you so much for jumping in and give us an update on that game out there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we also have another update. Score update there from Austin. Let's head out to our reporter out in the field.
Do these people have uniforms? Oh, good. Well, did we lose them?
I think we lost Reginald.
Do these people have last names, though?
I don't know.
We just had Reginald, Austin. I mean,
Reginald Fuller.
From now on, I will only be called Chris.
And Austin McCall.
We like Madonna. No last names. You know what I mean? All right, Dom.
They call me Garrett for a reason, man.
Well, I mean, Garrett, yeah. But you're Garrett Chapman, at least. We would say, sure. Give us Austin's last name, baby.
Okay.
I'm trying to give him some love. These guys are doing a great job.
Austin McCall. Well, let's go to Austin McCall, and he's got a score update here for us.
92.9 The Game. It's your boy Austin McCall. What up, Daddy? What up, Coach? I'm outside right now live at Tyra Stadium watching the Griffin Bears face off against the Jonesboro Cardinals. And it has not been an eventful game. I ain't going to lie to y'all. It's been a lot of laundry on the field. Not a lot of scoring that has taken place. We have Jonesboro up right now by way of a penalty in the end zone leading to a safety. Right now it is 2-0 Cardinals. We'll be back at you. What up, Daddy?
I love Austin, by the way. That's what they get us, man.
Austin McCall.
Some respect. Austin McCall. He's doing a great job. And he's had a good game. It's very sloppy. I appreciate his honesty. But
he said, I ain't going to lie.
That's two very good teams, actually. Jonesboro and Griffin. And it really can change the trajectory of both their seasons. That's a game sneaky important to watch to all night. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, and you talk about as a coach, I mean, reacting to laundry that you see on the field or a call that the Zebras make. I mean, look, a lot of people were watching ESPN or ABC at 7:30 last Saturday. You talk about what Georgia and Auburn went through in Deep South's oldest rivalry. One team responded to what happened in that right at halftime, where, I mean, it doesn't matter what the play is. It's just what matters is, as a coach, how do you get your guys to come back?
Well, it's tough, okay? It's tough. I think, and I quantify this as a proud graduate of the University of Alabama, and I don't cheer for anybody This for Auburn, okay? So I cheer for any team over Auburn. I'll make that clear. My friend Alton Bias likes that. So he says some people now in Georgia that are Alabama people cheer against Georgia overall. No. I was going, go Dogs, all game. I just want to make that clear. But at the same time as a coach, what you saw Hugh Freeze do in that interview was actually very real. Like, you were actually seeing something. You know, you don't see a lot of real in those halftime interviews, Garrett. I know you cover Georgia Tech.
Sure.
You go to, you're not getting a lot of real.
No, a lot of coach speak.
It's just a bunch of junk. They're just saying what they feel like they got to say. Mm-hmm. And actually, for a minute, you saw the real.
You saw, like, him hesitate.
You saw, I mean, he just didn't really know what to say. He was very discouraged. Now, as a man that makes a lot of money and is expected to be the leader, you're a human, but you are expected to be the leader. You do have to be better than that, and you do have to kind of figure it out and come out. And so, but I could feel that for Hugh Freeze and the whole team. I mean, you go through so much hard work to win a game, and you do want to win. I mean, you feel like, when you feel like something went against you, whether it did or didn't, I'm not even here to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, what actually happened on the field and what the call was.
It was really
made.
Irrelevant at that point. It was over.
Yeah, it already happened.
But these are human beings, and I think sometimes we sit on shows like this, and you watch ESPN, and we talk about things as if they're robots, essentially. Like, these are human beings. They're going to have emotions. They get disappointed. They get discouraged. They get frustrated. It is their job as the leader to overcome that. But I am telling you, it's hard. It's hard. And you could see it in Hugh Freeze's face. And they obviously did not do a good job of getting the team ready to play in the second half. They didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a fact. They can learn from that. They can do better next time. And that's what you do as a coach. I mean, I had some games. You know, we joked a lot tonight about me coaching and all. But the reality is, I mean, I did a great job at halftime sometimes, and I did a great job of overcoming adversity. And there's some games where I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, some games where I let the officiating get to me, which I could feel getting to the team. And there's other times where we got down early, things didn't go our way, and I was really proud of the way we kept our composure and the kids kept theirs, and we won.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be perfect on that. But I appreciate you asking that, because it's actually a great lesson for anybody that wants to be a part of this. I mean, things are not going to go your way all the time.
That's football.
And it's how you respond. Yeah. And I appreciate Coach Freeze's genuine – I do appreciate his realness in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to get back in there and erase all that. You got to go like Men in Black, you know, and kind of zap all those memories and get out there and just play some football. And they did struggle with that.
Yeah,
they
did. It's a next play mentality. It's kind of like that. No matter how good or how bad it was, you've got to come back and you got to respond in the next play as if it's a completely fresh and new thing. Because every play in football, football's unique in this way, football and baseball, I guess you could say, that every single moment is decided from that one pitch or that one snap.
And you just never know which one it's going to be.
Exactly.
You know, the coach speak is, and you tell the guys every game, NFL, college, or high school, you're talking to players all week. And at halftime and in the beginning of before the game, you don't know what play is going to decide the game. But typically, it's cliche to say, but four or five plays decide every close game.
Yeah.
Four or five plays decide every close game. The problem is you don't know which four or five they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're Auburn and Georgia and you're on the half-inch yard line and the quarterback's trying to tush, but you don't know that play is going to totally change the entire game. You have no idea when they snap the ball, because – 9 out of 10 times, that's probably just a sneak, and he gets in, and
you know,
it's just, you just move on. It's not the biggest play in the game or anything, but you never know when that play is going to be, and so that's what makes the game exciting for fans. But it's what makes it really critical for those people who can play to a standard, who can play at that same level, who can not let their emotions overcome their ability to execute, which is where I think Coach Saban, of course, before, but now Coach Smart is really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
The Dogs need to come out and maybe start, you know, they need to know what time the game kicks off and start playing then. But it is really impressive what they're able to do once they do figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's a sign of their coach. The teams usually reflect their coach. They just do. It's something I learned as a high school coach, perhaps in college, the teams reflect their coach. If the coach is really organized, the teams play. If the coach is really emotional, the teams are emotional. Coach gets mad, the team's mad. If the coach is staying calm, the team's calm. You got to know how to play on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really, really hard to do.
Yeah. And that was something that I think was the theme of that game. And I would say that, I mean, in retrospect, obviously retrospect is, it's, hindsight's easier than anything else. But, you know, I mean, like, that was really what dictated that game. And Charlie Whitehurst actually mentioned this, and that's actually where my head went with it. It's that he said everyone should play football. And I agree. I think everybody at the youth level, getting up into high school, because first off, it's a massive challenge physically, mentally, emotionally, and you're playing with your best friends and everything else, and that's something that matters as well. There are a thousand reasons to go do it. And if it's football, great. If it's something else, if it's baseball, if it's basketball, if whatever it is, wrestling. There's a reason you have to go and challenge yourself, and you have to put yourself in those situations, those difficult situations that prepare you for the rest of your life, because that's how life is, you know? And it's more than just physical prowess and anything else like that. It's dealing with, facing and dealing with adversity, and that's something that I would say high school athletics in general is something that it taught me, and it's something that I think has taught everybody who has played them or watched them or anything else. And it's a very special thing, and I just wanted to get your two cents on it, and I'm glad I did. Yeah. I'm glad I did.
And I gave at least a quarter or 20 cents. I went a little long on it.
No, that's fine.
It was more than two. But
that's fine. We'll get the other 80 in the next segment.
The moral of the story was I was cheering for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's what I took away, too. That's what I took away, too. So I won't get a war eagle out of you today?
You absolutely will not.
Not today.
Yeah.
Not today. Maybe next time. We'll see. I won't hold my breath, though. This is Garrett Chapman. That's Coach Chris Park. We got more updates here on the other side. We still got this coach's checklist. We'll try to get to that here in this next segment. Lots to get to, too, as we have games kind of getting into the second quarter and some games even getting into the second half here. We are rolling on right here on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The sultry sounds of Miller Grove High School bringing us back here on the Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman. That's Coach Chris Parker. We got some good football games here on the screen, Coach. Katrin, Hillgrove coming up to halftime. 7-0.
Yeah, Hillgrove had a great drive, got inside the five, didn't score. Yeah. Those are critical plays. You know, there's a few plays that decide the game. That may have been some of them.
Yep.
You know, getting late almost to halftime already in that game.
Who was saying that it was going to be?
Yeah, Bednarowski said it'd be over in no time. He was right. It's almost like he knows what he's talking about these
Cobb games. Seems like it.
Yeah, and Langston Hughes and Northgate. We got Langston Hughes up 6-3 late in the first quarter. Langston Hughes scored a touchdown, missed extra point. Northgate's gotten a field goal. Northgate got the ball. This is a game where our guest picker, Kurt Miller, picked this one.
Mm-hmm.
And chose the upset. I mean, the major upset.
That's a major upset.
You know, we may need some points for that. Like, Yeah. I know.
Well, do you get bonus points for picking against the spread?
Yeah, I don't know. But they have spreads, you know.
Yeah, they do. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, they have
Let
spreads.
Let me see. They have a – oh, shoot. Man, that's a big old spread.
What is it? What's the Northgate Langston
Hughes? You get one guess. Give me one guess. What do you think it is? Hughes is favored.
14. 17. 20. 25.
29 points.
29. Jesus.
I said one guess, and I'm like, no. That was way too
well,
off.
I mean, for the
29 points, that's crazy. I don't know.
For anybody listening that doesn't
Maxwell
understand.
Max something?
Yeah, it's just computer rankings.
Yeah, Maxwell computer ratings that they do. Maxwell projections.
So both teams are 7-0, for anybody not listening. That's why that's surprising to me. Actually, in high school ball, you're going to see some lines like that because there are plenty of games that end 42-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
But typically late in the season, 7-0 versus 7-0, you might not see a 29-point line. But Langston Hughes, man, they are really good. So, I mean, Kurt Miller really went out on a limb. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Kudos to him for at least trying to compete. Dom had one moment of competing. He did do that last week. But he's back.
He also has a bye week.
Yeah, he takes a bye week every other week. We got some new rules for this next week.
We may or may not. We'll see. I'm looking down here through these I guess the spreads that were created for the high school games this weekend. We have several that are up in the 40s, but not uncommon. It's something that you see. It's just the discrepancy of the sport, man. I mean, you have different teams are doing different things. But let's kind of whip around here, and then we'll get to our Coach Parker's checklist here after that. Any scores that stand out to you, Coach? Of course, all of these are brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. A Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. FormetcoScoreboards.com. Coach, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, trying to keep a close eye on this North Paulding and Wheeler game because I thought it would be a little closer, but it's really not right now. North Paulding up 26-8 in the second quarter. Ooh. That's a game that could have a lot of implications in that region. But, you know, you were at a game last week, Garrett, where North Cobb and Marietta, that Day-Day was with me. My babysitter for the week was Day-Day. This week is Garrett. But then Garrett was at a game. He was at North Cobb and Marietta. And North Cobb got out to, I don't know that it wasn't 26-8, but they got out to a lead kind of like this.
It was a comfortable lead that the game felt like it was
and,
in
And you felt like it
Bucks.
Was in hand. I think they were up 17, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, it just kind of got closer and closer, and Marietta ended up winning that game.
Yeah, they did.
So nowadays you see way more comebacks. So I wouldn't be – I'm not saying it's over between North Paulding and Wheeler, but 26-8 in the second quarter, North Paulding over Wheeler, that's a game that North Paulding needs to stay in the hunt for the region championship with Marietta there. Marietta's off tonight, so it's a chance they can gain some ground. Also, East Paulding up 17-3 over Kennesaw Mountain in the second quarter. And in the second quarter, Allatoona 14, Hiram 13.
How about that? Yeah, and look, that North Cobb-Marietta game was one of the crazier games that I've seen in recent memory. I mean – shoot, I think I said it on one of those broadcasts, one of my reports that I sent back, that maybe one of the better games that I have seen. And it was the resiliency of Marietta to come back and even get back into the game, first and foremost, much less come back and win it. And it was one of those types of games. Langston Hughes, when they played Douglas County earlier in the season, that was something that I kind of saw there, where Langston Hughes was comfortably ahead. And then all of a sudden, you just turn around and you talk about it. And I cover Georgia Tech, right? And Kyle Eifert is a linebacker there for the Yellow Jackets. And he has a perfect way of talking about this, about how every single play is an individual play in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And if you just play to – and you're a coach, so you'll probably love this. But you play without the scoreboard in mind. You have no idea what the score is.
Yeah.
And he says that he has no idea what the score is in any given game, whatever it is. He just knows that he has to be absolutely focused for that next play. And to do every single thing that you can to dominate that play. And Kirby Smart preaches about this as well at UGA, and it's applicable to every level of football. If you just do that for the 50 or so snaps that you're out there in a game, like what do you play? 50, 60, 70 snaps in a game, offensive and defensive, whatever it is. You just do that for those snaps that you're out there. More often than not, you're going to turn around and you're going to see a positive result on the scoreboard. Even if you don't, you're going to make progress. You're going to get better every single week. And you talk about that incremental improvement that these teams make every single week. That's the way that you do
Absolutely.
That. You attack it one play at a time. It sounds simple, and it is, because it is simple.
Well, it's simple to say, hard to do, like
exactly.
everything in life. But yeah, that is, I mean, playing to a standard is the way to get better at sports. I mean, no doubt. Like, no, the scoreboard can actually be a liar to you in a lot of ways. You know, so
often is.
Buford's up 29-0 over Central Gwinnett. that doesn't mean they're playing 29 points better. They got a good, better football team.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. We're not at the game. But is everybody winning their individual matchup to the level that we need to be better?
Because you see games all the time where a team wins comfortably. Like, the game, the final score was never going to be in doubt, but they don't play up to their standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something where those teams might recognize it. Those fans might recognize it. It's hard for us. And that's why one of the best things about us having these reporters in the field is that they're there watching the game, mm-hmm. and they're like, ah, this game is a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and seeing a scoreboard or looking at a box score, it wouldn't always be that indicative right there. But no, that's one of the beauties of us being able to sit up here and watch this game. And Keetron looks like they just scored another touchdown.
Yeah.
Now they're up 13-0. 35 seconds left.
Yeah, big touchdown there. Let me give you guys another game that you need to keep an eye on the rest of the day. At the half, Lithonia.
Ooh.
You hear me, Dom? This DeKalb County Sports here. Lithonia 28, Pius 7 at the half. Lithonia is 6-1.
How about that?
I mean, they're sneaky good.
That's not sneaky. They're not sneaking around at 6-1.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about them, you know.
Okay, well,
but Pius nearly beat Marist last week in Dom's upset pick.
Mm.
And we know Pius got a good team. They always do, and they played Marist tough last week. But 28-7 at the half, Lithonia over Marist. If they can win that game, I mean, over Pius, if they can win that game, they set up a region championship matchup with Marist next week.
How about that?
So to give them perspective, Lithonia, they were 6-4 last year, the first time they had a winning season in 7 years. If they win tonight, they'll be the first time they've won 7 games since, dang boys, it's been
long time.
1994. Pretty sure I'm the only one in this studio that was around for 1994.
Yeah, I was not alive in 1994.
So, in 1994, you hearing that, Dom? 1994. There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. There was no internet, Dom, in 1994. And in 1994, Lithonia won 8 games. That would be 31 years ago. And if they pull this upset tonight, 7th win, best record since 1994.
How about that?
How about that?
How about
the pre-internet
that?
Days?
Man.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
I mean, you had to actually go outside and play. Like,
man, I still had to do that.
Yeah,
I
don't like know a stick.
How about this? Know? How about this one? Langston Hughes just busted off a big play down the left sideline. Looks like they're going to extend their lead. Might stretch it to, well, it's 12, but 13-3 over Northgate. Not looking very good for coach there. Not great. Not great there. But for Kurt, I mean. But no, here we're going to keep going around the state. Let's see. West Side Augusta, 14-0 over Harlem. That's a 7-0 team over a 6-1 team. Keep on rolling through. Stevenson and Riverdale, it says second quarter, but the score is 36-20.
36-20?
In the second quarter.
Dom, talk to your boys. 36-20, my goodness.
In the second quarter, who's scoring all those points? Who has time to score all those points?
Stevenson used to play defense, Dom.
I don't know about that. 20 points to the 1-6 Riverdale. I mean, I don't know.
It was a great pick by Dom.
Dom's doing his research over there. He's checking it out. We'll see what he finds out. He'll get back to us. He's pretty good at doing that. All right. We've already talked through the segment again. I still got to get to your coach's checklist here, Coach.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming. It's really exciting. But
I've been doing this 5 years now. I've learned that's called a tease, Garrett. We're teasing.
Hey, man, we've been teasing it. I feel like I'm on ESPN where they like tease something that's an hour
I'm sure
down the road.
People are eagerly sitting on the edge of their seats in their cars. I hope they got that thing cleared up that I barely made it in on. I hope that's cleared up and people are able to run down 75. That was unbelievable.
Well, I hope so.
So if they are, they're sitting like I was, they have plenty of time to listen and wait for the coach's checklist. So it's coming.
One of these days we'll actually get to it. And then my Lovett Lions they're trailing 6-0 to Hapeville.
That's a good game. Hapeville's really good.
Football game.
Hapeville's really good.
That's a good football team. All right, let's head out to LaGrange in Troup County where Eric Slaughter is out there in the field.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter. I'm coming to you from LaGrange, Georgia at Callaway Stadium, where it is playoff-like atmosphere for this battle of Troup County. The Troup County Tigers are visiting the LaGrange Grangers. We have each reached the end of the first quarter. The score is 14-7. The Troup Tigers on top. When I tell you there is nobody left at their homes here in the city of LaGrange because everybody is at this Friday night high school football game. This will be a battle to the finish. Once again, these 7-0 Tigers have the lead at the end of the first quarter, 14-7. I look forward to checking in with you all night long. Back to the studio with Garrett and Coach Parker. This is Eric Slaughter.
That's Eric Slaughter, and Troup County's on top, Coach. I'm pretty happy about that. We'll see. Hey, that's my pick.
That's a big one now.
The 1-0 every week, Coach. 1-0 every week.
I'm thinking if I just tell you guys my picks are good, y'all just believe it, even if they're not, because I'm probably going to lose 3 weeks in a row. But we're not keeping score, you know, so my picks are good.
We're not keeping score if you remember it, Coach.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Right. I'm making the rules up as I go.
Oh, man.
But joking aside, big game at Troop, man.
Big.
That's a good one to keep an eye on. And Eric said it right. I'm telling you, there's not anybody at their house in Troop County. They're at that game. That's kind of West Georgia version of Valdosta and Lowndes or
yeah.
Warner Robins and Northside and those kind of games. And I'm excited Eric getting a chance to experience that.
Oh, actually, it looks like they called back that touchdown for Langston Hughes.
Yeah, 6-3.
And now we got a turnover now. And you talk about, we mentioned this earlier in the show, we have an interception right there. You talk about the plays that decide a game. You never know when they're going to be coming, and you never know which ones you got to be ready for. Maybe we got one of those plays against Langston Hughes and Northgate. That game is back to being a football game. All of a sudden, it happens that fast, Coach. We got more games to discuss here. We got a lot of stuff to get into. Plus, we got a coach's checklist that we'll get to at one point. Maybe we'll do it in the next segment. I know a lot of people are waiting eagerly for that one. When we get back, my name is Garrett Chapman. That's Coach Chris Parker. This is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The game. Hey-oh. I can't say the rest of the words. Columbia High School bringing us back in from break. Garrett Chapman, Coach Chris Parker. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. How about Langston Hughes and Northgate?
Northgate about to score it on the one.
My goodness.
6-3.
That game went from 13-3 now to potentially 10-6. Things flip in a hurry. Things really do change in a hurry. That's high school football, just in a nutshell. That's football in a nutshell. But we got people all over the state, and I do want to jump out here. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris Dunn, he's going to join us here. Sandy Creek and Whitewater. Chris, what you got?
We got an interesting one going down here. Sandy Creek, the top team in 3A, and they're only up 27-21 on Whitewater at the half. And actually, Whitewater led them for a little bit. And they're playing real gutsy. They lost their starting quarterback for the year a couple weeks ago, but their defense is giving it all they got against the Patriots.
Yeah, what do you attribute some of that to? I mean, Sandy Creek's a great team, and great teams do have struggles throughout the year. That's part of it. But what specifically has been, you think, the issue tonight?
Really, it's the Whitewater defense has been making opportune plays. About midway through the second quarter, Sandy Creek hit on about a 60-yard bomb over the top, but the cornerback stuck with it after he's burned and popped it out and recovered the ball in the two. Then later in the second quarter, they picked off a tipped pass, and then the next play got a 47-yard touchdown to take the lead. Amari Latimer's having a pretty solid game, but they're holding him, you know, comparatively in check. It's really just a gutsy effort by the defense hanging in there.
Yeah, and look, that's one of the top running backs in the state of Georgia. Keeping him in check is it's going to be a full four-quarter test. Chris, thank you so much for jumping in with us.
Thanks, guys.
We got another update here. Let's head out to Damian Day-Day Lewis. He's got a halftime update out there at Woodfield Academy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker. I am Damian Day-Day Lewis here at Whitfield Academy, guys, in Mableton, and we have reached the half. Man, what a game we've had. Right now, currently, it is Whitfield on top, 14-7, after Landmark Christian tied it up on a Skylar Hamilton rushing touchdown. It would be Landon Ryan on another quarterback sneak for the Wolfpack, and again, that gave them the 14-7 lead. Both defenses bowing up, though, after that. And as you can see, like I said, we're at the break. It's a 14-7 game. Man, I mean, this already has playoff atmosphere here at this one. So looking forward to an exciting second half. We'll keep you updated for the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Yeah, that's another big one here out there in the private school era. But look, that's going to be one that we got to follow for the entire evening, Coach.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. I'm excited to follow that. We got some great games tonight. Northgate's on the goal line here trying to score, Garrett. You know, Day-Day's calling in. Who else we got?
Yeah, we got David Friedlander out there on the WadeFord.com hotline. David, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Out here at City Park Stadium here in Gainesville. If anybody was concerned about a letdown game for Gainesville after last week's win over Milton, they shouldn't have worried, because they've been scoring early and often here. It is 48-0 favor of the Red Elephants here at halftime over Chattahoochee. Seeing a lot of, and put it this way, seeing a lot of numbers that I'm not used to seeing this early in the game. Biggest thing has been on the ground here, especially at least for the offense. Nigel Newkirk has 103 yards and what is it? I think four touchdowns already on the ground on just six carries. Dwight Lewis's backup has 94 yards on 10 carries and has scored. Kareem Hughley has thrown for a couple of touchdowns. The defense has been just unbelievable, as you might expect. And again, this isn't just the starters doing this also. Overall, Gainesville has outgained them 361 yards to 20 in the first half. And their average, put it this way, their average starting field position in the first quarter was like the Chattahoochee 42.5 yard line. So it's been a really methodical effort and a pretty good effort here as they have this transition game before they get ready for Roswell for what could be the de facto region championship game next week.
Yeah, David, I was going to ask you, Roswell is winning right now over Lanier, which they do win that game. It sets up basically a winner take all for the region championship game the next week. That's going to be exciting. What do you think Gainesville has to do well to work on this week to win that game?
Well, for starters, and this has been something that's you know, haunted them for a couple of years now, just cut down on the penalties. They still have, it hasn't been as bad as it was, as it's been sometimes this year, but they still have five penalties worth 30 yards, which is, again, pretty good, but you're still on an average for 10 per game, and that's something you got to cut down on. In fact, two of those penalties cut down either. I don't think they haven't cut down any scores, but there were two that cut down on big games that would have put them in the red zone. They wound up getting there anyway, but against a good opponent like Roswell, those are things, those are laps that can't happen.
Yeah, and David, one more thing here for you. The 5A, it feels like it is wide open up there at the top, but it's a lot of really good teams in there.
Absolutely.
What separates Gainesville? I see that, I mean, Max Preps has them as the number one team, but I feel like we're splitting hairs at the end of the day. What is going to be the thing for Gainesville that's going to set them up over the top if it does work out that way?
I think it's depth. I mean, they've got so much talent. And it's one of those things that they've had talent since day one when Josh Niblett took over as head coach. But I think they're just so much of it. If somebody goes down, if somebody's just not having a bad game, somebody else can step up. I mean, they've got, like I said, they've got a lot of their second teamers out there, and they're still dominating. So yeah, that's going to be a big key. They're going to, and they can wear you down too. Like you said, there's a lot of contenders out there. You mentioned the big game going on over there with Langston Hughes and Northgate. There's Thomas County Central. Milton still can't be ignored. Roswell, Houston County. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, it's so wide open, I think, it's going to be during the playoffs.
It's going to be fascinating. And for your information, too, with Langston Hughes and Northgate, we got about second quarter, 5.5 minutes to go in this one. Northgate had picked off Langston Hughes.
They got down to the one.
They got down to the 1 yard line, and Langston Hughes held on four consecutive plays.
Yeah, that is a tough program. I've seen them twice in the last 5 years. Once in a state championship game against Buford, and then again against Gainesville like 3 years ago. That team is that program is solid as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, and remember, they were state runner up last year. You know they're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
So
no, awesome. And David, thank you so much. He's with the Gainesville Times, and of course that's going to be. That one's going to be pretty well in hand up there with the Red Elephants. But no, I mean this is a game right here up here on WPCH that's going to be Peachtree TV. That's going to be that looks like it's going to go down to the wire, but a lot of football left to be played in that one. But that game up in Gainesville seems to be pretty one-sided, Coach.
Yeah, it really does. Not surprising there. Chattahoochee struggled all year. Our school day's guest, Charlie Whitehurst, Charlie Whitehurst ain't walking through that door.
No. You know,
there's a Rick Pitino line where he's like, Larry Bird's not walking through that door. Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door. You know, I got news for you. Charlie Whitehurst not walking through that door. So that's a different Chattahoochee team. Not surprising to see Gainesville so far ahead. But you talked earlier about what you've learned about playing to a standard. And
yeah,
that's what Gainesville's trying to do right now. Get out in the second half, get some reps, get better. Because what they're doing may not be good enough to beat Roswell next week.
Yeah. And look, that's one of the things I wanted to ask David, too. 5A's. Hey, you got some good football teams. You got some really good football teams. And you just go down this list. I mean, Woodward Academy, that's a team who they played Gainesville 2 years ago now and stunned them in the quarterfinals. Yeah, anybody can do it to you.
Yeah, Woodward's good. I mean, there's a lot of talented teams there. I'll tell you the team
Lovejoy's
to watch out for.
Lovejoy's still undefeated?
Thomas County Central is probably the best team. And Hughes is – I mean, there's really good teams, don't get me wrong, but we cover mostly the metro schools and we get into the statewide discussions. But – yeah, so Thomas County Central can get lost in there, but Thomas County Central is really, really, really good.
Really good. Yeah, I saw them play when they came up to play Marist, I believe same 2 years ago, year and a half, maybe it was last year.
They bring these vuvuzelas.
Yeah, they do.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I remember. Vuvuzelas. Yeah, back in 2010, South Africa, the World Cup.
But they bring them now in 2025.
They sure do.
They like
and
the
they
vuvuzelas.
Were there. They were there about 2 hours before kickoff. And they were blowing those vuvuzelas, and 2 hours before kickoff, it was a packed house to start the game. And that game, that was a semifinal game to go to the state championship game, and it came down to the wire.
Yeah, and Thomas County Central won.
They did, right there at the very end, and they ended up going to a state championship game. It could have gone either way. It was one of those types of games. But no, that was a crazy one.
We got a safety.
Oh!
Another safety, Dom.
What is up with the safeties today, Coach?
Northgate. So to paint the picture to our listeners who can't see what we can see, Northgate drove the field. Wow. They're down 6-3. They get stopped four times on the 1 yard line. Langston Hughes goes out on the one, the minus one.
Yeah.
Runs toss. Get hit in the backfield. We got a safety.
That's called setting the edge right there,
so
Coach.
We got a score you don't see every day, men. 6-5.
unless it's October 17th, 2025.
You might see it in the World Series or the ALCS, but you're not going to see it much in a football game. Six to five.
How about that?
How about that? Kurt Miller's pick looking better. It's kind of like you, Dom. He's getting excited in his pick, but then they're just going to crush his soul later. Yeah.
6-5. It's not the Dodgers. It's the it's Langston Hughes, and they're still up, but now Northgate's going to be getting the ball back. They're going to get
punt. You know, situationally, that changes everything.
Everything.
You know, you talk about the stuff on his coach's checklist where, you know, so you gave up. You had the ball on the one-yard line. You didn't score. That's a huge negative. Like, your percentage of winning goes way down. But getting that safety brings it right back. Now, it's not the same as having the ball in the one, but you got a potential here to get 9 points instead of just the 7 you'd have gotten from the one-yard line, right? Because you're getting the ball right back if you can do something with it. So, yeah, that was a drastic change swing both ways on the percent of winning this game. So, great job by Northgate showing the toughness. And then you got to remember, when you come back from a safety in a football game, the team that gave up the safety kicks off from the minus 20, like you're seeing right now.
Yep.
When high school ball, kicking off from the minus 20 is not ideal.
That gets you to
midfield.
Seeing,
you're getting the ball at the 40 or so easy. Yeah. It just always happens that way. Now, in the high school, in the college of the NFL, they got good enough kickers where they make and still kick it far enough down there.
Yeah, might as well just be a kickoff.
It's not as big of a deal. Yeah. But in high school, kicking off from the minus 20 is a big deal.
Yeah, because it flips the field.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's the same thing as them getting a punt. It's just that they also have two points on the board, and they get right back into the thick of it. And look, you get
He was
close.
In. They didn't call.
No,
him.
That's
you
I
think
don't know.
He was down.
He might have been down. I don't know. Maybe ask Hugh Freeze. Maybe he has a better look at it. Let's head back.
We're
out
trying to beat up on poor Hugh Freeze.
Oh
now.
Man, go Dogs! Let's go out back to the WadeFord.com hotline. Garrett Pitts from Covington News. He's going to join us here. What's going on, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, fantastic. What you got for us?
So I got 4 updates for you for our county team. So I'm here in Heritage High School, where the New Rams are up 30-6 at halftime. 2 touchdowns for Kevin Hartsfield, 2 touchdowns for quarterback DeRon Benson. Also, that Social Circle is down 0-21 on the road at Jasper County. Alcovey is down 19-21 at home versus Appalachie. And the Eastside Eagles are up 28-7 on the road at East Forsyth.
How about that? Garrett, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, Coach, we got some great games here. We got a little bit more that we got to get into here with this Langston Hughes and Northgate, and looks like Hillgrove and McEachern are a little bit closer to getting back here from halftime. It's a long halftime. They got to get in that halftime show. John Nelson and company, they're doing a great job up there. 14-0 is your score in that one. But no, I mean, this Northgate Langston Hughes is going to be one to watch. We're going to follow that one and keep everybody updated on everything going off there.
Dr. Miller is texting me. With a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
He's getting a little trash talk in about his pick.
Okay. He's looking good.
I'm telling you.
You went after him for his pick now.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. I went to school. I didn't go to school to be a journalist, but I learned a couple things. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to do it, Dom. I learned on it's an apprenticeship. I've learned on the run.
Street knowledge.
Guys like Dom and Sam and Garrett and Day-Day and Dylan and, you know, all the guys we've had through the years, right?
Yeah.
All of them got promoted except me. But I'm still here, learning from you guys.
I'm just trying to get on your level, man.
No, you've been promoted. You were over there. You used
now
to
I
sit
am
over there.
Here. Yeah, well, I guess
now
that's
you're
it.
Over here, and you're, you know, what I mean, Dylan got promoted. Sam's even gotten promoted. For anybody wondering why Sam's not here,
Sam's somewhere. Well,
he's somewhere
Sam
doing
out,
big things.
Is Sam out at a game? We gotta go call him.
Sam's maybe it's because Sam's got the TV face. I got the radio face. You know what I'm saying? Is that why he's on TV now? But you guys do a great job. I've learned a lot, but I've learned how to set that up. That's where I was giving you guys credit.
I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you. Well, we got a lot more to get into here on the Scoreboard Show. We have already into the 9 o'clock hour. Unreal how quickly this show can go, but we got more to get into, lots to cover here on the Scoreboard Show in the 9 o'clock hour. My name is Garrett. That's Coach Chris Parker. We got more to come here on the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.